When the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to Madinatul Munawwara, then in Medina there were three groups of people. In the Ansar, there was the Aus and the Khazraj, and there were the Jews. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam came from Mecca to Medina, and from each of these groups there were those who accepted Islam. And one of the people who was from the Aus tribe was a person by the name of Abdullah bin Ubay bin Sulul. He was on the verge of being crowned as the king of Medina, which at that time was still known as Yathrib. But because of the coming of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the people did not turn to him anymore. They were now focusing on the deen of Islam. So he did not enter into the deen of Islam. However, with time passing, the deen of Islam became stronger. And after the battle of Badr, now the deen of Islam was gaining a stronghold in the Arabian Peninsula. And people realized that, you know, this is a force to reckon with. And at that point, he then outwardly displayed that he had accepted Islam. And the purpose was that when the Muslims eventually fall, that was he thought, then he would be perfectly positioned to take over. That was his understanding. Before this point, there was no one who had outwardly proclaimed to be a Muslim, but inwardly was not a Muslim. So this resulted in the emergence of the munafiqun, the hypocrites. In Makkatul Mukarramah, you had the opposite of a hypocrite. You had a person who outwardly said he was a disbeliever, but in his heart he was a believer. And now from this point onwards, you have the munafiqun, who outwardly they display that they are believers, but inwardly they are not believers. What you see is not what you get. What they show you is not what they really have in their heart. Like someone said, that in this world we have 7 billion people, but we have 14 billion faces. Everyone has a face that they keep for behind your back. The munafiq nafaqa means to tunnel your way through, to go in one side and come out the other side. Like the teacher came in the class, the little boy had cotton wool in his ears. So he asked, what's the problem? Why do you have cotton wool? So, you know, teacher, he always says it comes in my one ear and it goes out the other, so now I'm trying to keep it in. So the reality of the munafiq is that it's like a tunnel. They claim to be Islam, but the message goes right through them and they do not believe in it. They are the wolf in sheepskin, the snake laying in the grass. You never know what you get. What they say is not what they really going to fulfill. So now Allah Rabbul Izzah speaks about the munafiqun in Surah Baqarah. 5 verses about the mu'min, 2 verses about the kafir, because the kafir is the kafir. But 13 verses about the munafiqeen, because this is your enemy that is within you, around you, but you do not know when they will attack. You don't know where you stand with them, because they can leave you in a lurch, they can abandon you. They would perform salah, but they were never regular with the salah. They performed salah, but they were only performing salah to show others they were performing salah. They claimed to go to the battle, but on the way they would be treacherous. They would abandon the Muslims, or while they were in the battle, they would act on behalf of the enemy. That was the munafiqun. Allah Rabbul Izzah speaks about them. Allah says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ, from amongst the nas. Now, we translate nas as people. But what is nas? Nas is actually mankind, but it's called nas because it comes from the word nasiya, to forget. Al-insanu murakkabun min al-nisyan. That man is an embodiment of forgetfulness. You know, I forgot, man. I was supposed to buy the milk and bread. I forgot. It slipped my mind. We're always forgetting things. So that's why we are insan. Or another word is uns, that we are social beings. We don't like to be on our own, that we need to interact with others. And that's why we called nas. So Allah says, from amongst mankind, there are those who say, yaqulu amanna. They say, we believe in Allah, wa bil yawmil akhiri, and in the last day, life after death, year after. وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ, but they haven't really believed. They are only outwardly claiming. May Allah Rabbul Izzah save us from the qualities of the munafiqeen. We'll continue enlisting them, inshallah.